Thanks so much for joining us as we continue looking at how to keep our family strong. One way to do that is we got a strong marriage and living together. A lot of people are choosing that route. Does not build for a strong marriage, does not make for a strong marriage. When our daughter ran cross country in high school and ran track in college, she would always check out the track before the race, right? A test run is a wise thing to do before lining up against the other runners. But a test run for marriage, we need to think through that one. My purpose in this week's Devos is to show why living together before marriage is not part of God's design. I pray that you will use this information to make godly decisions and use it to give godly counsel. Check this out from the Song of Solomon, Song of Solomon 5:16. His mouth is most sweet, and he is altogether desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. On Monday, we considered some of the reasons why couples choose to live together. Yesterday, we saw some statistics proving that living together doesn't work. Today, let's begin to look at three things that have to be a part of the marriage package. This is the first one. Friendship or spirit love. The Hebrew word ria expresses the first part of the biblical love passage. Ria is most often translated friendship, the love of the spirit love. In one study, couples were asked to rank a list of possible goals for their marriage. The single most important goal was to have a friend in one's partner. In another study, done by Family Life, they purposed to determine why singles wanted to get married. 84% described friendship as the primary reason. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A true friend loves at all times." When you have a real friend and your spouse, man, you have a loyal companion, a person who will stick with you for better or worse. Friendship has to be a part of the biblical love package. Tomorrow we'll discover the second part, and that is heart love, true commitment. Father, forgive us for exchanging your design for our desires. Help us follow your instructions for marriage, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.